this is a very important initiative from the hospital's perspective to improve the flow of patients and thereby improve the quality and safety of patient care within the hospital. It means that patients who are going to be discharged from the hospital today can go and wait to be collected by their friends or relatives in a designated and a more appropriate area than having to stay on a hospital, very busy hospital ward. It frees up beds in our wards earlier in the morning, and that ensures that patients who are waiting for beds in the emergency department or other non-designated areas in the hospital can have less time to wait. They can go to the ward earlier, and patients coming in for surgery that day can be admitted promptly. And I've got to say, over the first few days, we're only running a few days, but the feedback from the patients who have been through the discharge lounge has been extremely positive. And by the way, one of the benefits for the relatives and friends as well is they don't have to go and find parking in the paid car park area. They can pick up their relative or neighbour or friend from the old emergency department exit, and they don't have to pay for parking.
In terms of this initiative, it's part of the winter plan, and in terms of that plan, which was really only published by the HSC yesterday, it's been some time in the planning. Can we expect to see other initiatives at Letterkenny University Hospital as a result of that plan?
I mean, absolutely, and already we've spoken about the fact that out of the winter initiative we've received funding to open additional beds in the hospital, and that's equally important. It's not just about improving our processes, it's also about improving our capacity. So we've got the beds that were announced last week in the short stay ward with those 10 extra beds, and again we will be going back and looking to build on that. And we are also getting support to improve and increase our diagnostics, particularly out of hours diagnostics, so patients waiting for tests, particularly in terms of cardiac investigations and radiology, can have those more promptly, and again reduce waiting times for patients.
And in terms of the 10 beds, we know you're awaiting the recruitment of nursing staff and other support staff for those beds, and indeed those advertisements have appeared already in the appropriate press and so on. The money, as you see it, is now in place. That funding is confirmed and it's there.
The money is in place, and obviously there's a lot of hospitals trying to recruit staff. There are shortages of particularly nursing and medical staff in the country, so we will be fighting our corner to attract people to come and work in Letterkenny University Hospital. Again, as I say, in terms of the discharge lounge, this is one of a number of initiatives where we're looking to direct the resources we have to provide the best quality of service we can to our patients. And I would like to acknowledge the many staff who've made this discharge lounge a reality and are making it function so well, particularly our doctors and nurses, and also our other support staff, our catering and our domestic staff. There's a lot of small changes to make this happen in terms of identifying patients that are going to go out of the hospital and be discharged, have them ready to go to the discharge lounge, that give them sufficient time, that they can notify their families and relatives. Make sure that when patients do go, that those beds, those ward areas or those rooms are cleaned promptly and quickly so that we're ready to take patients in. So there's a lot of small changes go behind the scenes. It's not just opening up an area and staffing that area. There's lots of other changes, and our staff have been absolutely brilliant, and the team that have led the discharge lounge, including Andrea Kelly, our patient flow coordinator, and Mark McCrudden, our nurse leader for the unit, and all the staff have been just absolutely brilliant so far.